inside, and we still have a loose ball. And it's still loose over to Micah Kramer on the right wing. Pops the three, wide open, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound, Ryan Sweeney. Ninth rebound for Ubley tonight. USA has 10 of them, and Micah Kramer steals it at midcourt. And we have a whistle away from the ball. That'll be the fifth turnover for Ubley in this quarter. Foul goes against 22 of Ubley. That would be Jonathan Brandle, his first and team's fourth.
That's the only thing that John Brandle did wrong today.
Jacob Boole sits down and is replaced by Matt Mychek. 2:44 left in the second. It's still Ubley 20, USA 7. Hunter Bone inbounds underneath their own hoop for USA. Bout to Tyler Heckroth. Right wing, thought about popping the NBA three, does not. Hunter Bone left wing. To the high post to Harrison Kramer. Back out to Bone in the corner, down the baseline. Against some tall trees in there, over to Heckroth, opposite corner. He pops the three. This one's airmailed and brought in by Ryan Sweeney for the Ubley Bearcats. 10th board of the night. Jonathan Brandle in transition, wasting no time, over to Aaron Klama, and he is clavered. And he'll go to the line for two shots. Foul goes against number 11 for USA. That'd be Micah Kramer, his first and Patriot fourth foul. Aaron Klama at the free throw line, shooting two, has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 2 points, which came in the first quarter. First free throw is up. This one's flat off the backboard, and rolls out. Substitution USA. Heckroth sits down and is replaced by Macklin Gettle. Also in is, that would be Josh Lang, and Harrison Kramer sits down. Second free throw attempt coming from Aaron Klama. He missed the first. Keeping that lead at 13 for the Bearcats, and no good second rebound, Isaiah Williamson. Not much from him so far tonight. Hunter Bone, left wing, back up to Williamson. High post, one dribble back to Bone. 16-foot jump shot off the mark. Rebound brought in by Josh Lang, keep possession alive. Seventh board this quarter, 12th of the night for USA. Hunter Bone resets the offense nearly at midcourt. 2 minutes remain in the first half. 20-7, Ubley. To USA's Josh Lang, right wing. This one's airmailed as well. Isaiah Williamson brings it in. And we have a jump ball as Ryan Sweeney did battle with him, and it's going to result in an Ubley possession.
Everything evens out. That's one of the axioms of basketball. It all evens out.
How about the makeshift flag in the Ubley student section right now? That looks like a Confederate Civil War flag. It's either that or the 22nd Maine. Jonathan Brandle trying to break this press single-handedly. He does, over to Matt Mychek, right elbow. Out to Anthony Sweeney, back to Jonathan Brandle, down to the corner to Ryan Sweeney. Here comes the double team, and he coughs it up, and here's Hunter Bone to scoop it up. Six turnover for Ubley in the quarter, 9 of the night. Hunter Bone over to the right wing to Micah Kramer. Being patient with him now, back to Bone, resets the offense. 80 seconds left in the first half. Into the far left corner, out to Macklin Gettle, left wing to the right wing. Micah Kramer pops a three, this one's short. Rebound loose, and we have a whistle before the rebound can be brought in. And this will be against, I do believe, USA. Fouls against USA's number 21, Macklin Gettle, his first, team's fifth. Mike Kemp checks in, Cade Walsh checks in for Ubley, replaces Ryan Sweeney. Isaiah Williamson sits down for USA. 1:12 remaining in the second quarter. USA with just 7 points. They had 4 at the end of this first quarter, and just 1-3 from Tyler Heckroth in this second quarter so far. Jonathan Brandle, Cade Walsh to Aaron Klama, wide open on the baseline, and he was too open, and he couldn't bring in the pass, and it goes out of bounds. USA ball.
Oh, man, if he would have had that back again.
10th turnover tonight for Ubley. 1 minute remains in the first half. Hunter Bone over to the left wing to Josh Lang. Back up to Micah Kramer. To Josh Lang, left wing. Thought about passing to the high post, except no one was there. Micah Kramer, right wing. Back up to Lang, high, top of the key. Hunter Bone down to Mike Kemp underneath the zone. To Hunter Bone, and he is tripped at the free throw line by Jonathan Brandle.
Yep.
This will be the second against Brandle. Ubley's fifth team foul.
First time we have a player with two fouls.
And the Patriots' Hunter Bone will be inbounding on the left side of your radio. Into Mike Kemp to Micah Kramer, bound to Hunter Bone down the baseline. And we have a block against Ubley as Bone was impeded against.
Cade Walsh, maybe?
Yes, indeed. Cade Walsh's first foul and team six. So the remaining 28 seconds, USA will be in single bonus. Ubley has six, USA with five team fouls. Hunter Bone to Micah Kramer, wide open, left corner on the inbound, off the mark, rebound into Jonathan Brandel's hands. To the right wing to Matt Mychek, 20 seconds left at the right elbow to Cade Walsh in the corner. Back to Mychek. Back to Cade Walsh in the right corner for three. He got it. Cade Walsh says, hey, I wear Rex Specs and I make those. It's a 16-point lead with 4 seconds left in the first half. Hunter Bone is actually going to say, is that a travel? No, it's a foul against Cade Walsh.
Well,
so he has two fouls and a three-pointer to boot.
He's forgiven.
Cade Walsh makes that with about 9 seconds left in that first half.
Cade Walsh has to be about, what, 6'3"?
Yeah, I'd say so.
But yeah, that's a dunk for him, too, you know, hitting that three.
Hunter Bone at the free throw line shooting 1-1 as they trail by 16 points, 23-7 to the Ubley Bearcats. First free throw is good, and he gets a second one.
When you put Hunter Bone on the foul line, that is money in the bank.
More than likely, yes.
He's shooting somewhere in the 80%.
1.3 seconds left in this first half. Ubley now with 23, USA with 8, trying to make it 9 with a Hunter Bone second free throw, and he got it. It took about 4 bounces, but it falls. And Matt Mychek, the quarterback, with the full court pass, and it gets hung up in the rafters. We have reached halftime, and it is Ubley leading by 14 points, 23-9 on the WLAW Sports Network.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? This is Terry from the Caulfield Agency in Sebring.
This is Lynette. Would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Give us a call at 989-883-3240 to discuss what we can do for you.
Our friendly staff can help you with all of your insurance needs. Also, if you're in the Pigeon area, come visit us at the Bailey Agency in downtown Pigeon.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shock struts and Cooper tires at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 prepaid Visa card rebate when you purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires, and up to $100 when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 Cooper tire rebate and up to $100 when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Hey, good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
No matter the stage of life, it's important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And that's why you should ask yourself, are you sure? We are. And at Sure, the phrase, better health, better life, is not just our mantra, but our promise to you. With primary care physicians located in Pigeon, Elkton, Caseville, and Sebring, it's never been easier to be sure. Dr. Paul Scannon at Sebring Family Medicine, along with nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer, stand by for your needs and concerns whenever you need them.
This is Dr. Paul Scadden. Whether your needs require routine health visits or maintenance of a more complicated issue, my staff and I are committed to your best interests and good health. Let's work together to best serve your healthcare needs.
Sebring Family Medicine is located in downtown Sebring at the corner of Center and Main and is open Monday through Friday. You can set up your appointment by calling 989-883-9656. That's 883-9656. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health, better life. No matter the stage of life, it's important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And that's why you should ask yourself, are you sure? We are. And at Sure, the phrase, better health, better life, is not just our mantra, but our promise to you. With primary care physicians located in Pigeon, Elkton, Caseville, and Sebring, it's never been easier to be sure. Dr. Paul Scannon at Sebring Family Medicine, along with nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer, stand by for your needs and concerns whenever you need them.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Whether your needs require routine health visits or maintenance of a more complicated issue, my staff and I are committed to your best interests and good health. Let's work together to best serve